irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Come on, L.A., what's going on? Sun is going down. I'm not used to that, but I'm used to sit in my chair, leather chair. I have a chair. And, yeah, I'm on L.A. Talk Radio, Channel 1 from 6 till 7, Accent On. This is our third year, and what can I say? Thank you for listening. Like always, Monday is the best day of my life, and somehow, somewhere, I'm making my English to be polished the best like I can. And sometimes people still don't understand me, but looks like this is Ilona Europa's charm. Then today, I hope our show will be very, very unusual and very, very tasty. And I will just explain why in a moment. You know, like always in my life is very cute and cool. I love people. I always meet unusual people. I just make friendships very, very easy. And that's really, I think, is a good way of walking through your life. Just loving people, find out more about them. But this is one of the story. Okay. Then maybe I will start introducing my cool guest, and they will tell their names because Ilona likes to change the names or pronunciation of their names. Okay. Hello, Celine. What is your name?
Hello, I'm Celine Eichler.
She's so comfortable in another leather chair. Again, could you give us one more time? Celine.
I'm Celine Eichler.
And you are representing pretty tasty, delicious business. What is your business?
Yes, our business is gluten-free vegan bakery, baked goods. The best you've ever had.
That's for sure. What is the name of the business?
It's called Karma Baker.
No, that's the most important. This is a hot name. I just love it. First, you know, the word karma is something that for the last few years I was using a lot. And I don't want to go into details. But I always believe that karma will gonna get us anyway. Then we better behave the right way. Why karma?
Karma is... I think in the States, everybody thinks karma is bad karma. Karma is like a pinch on the butt for doing a wrong thing, you know?
Yes.
And I think for us, karma is doing the good thing.
Aww.
Doing the good thing and making that good action every single day, and then
yeah,
good things follow.
But that's what I love about karma. I believe if you do good things, the good things happen to you. That's the good karma.
Exactly.
But obviously, in a way, everybody says that karma can get you too if you don't do good. But you do something really, really special. And I cannot wait to talk about women and business and just... looking at you, you are hot. You're a great looking girl. Everybody needs to go to Accent On Radio, our Facebook page, because we have the tasty pictures of the greatness that you are baking. Plus, not you are not really baking. Yes, we'll talk a little bit about this. Like the thousands of them, you don't do them right now. But we have you there, and your life seems doing very, very okay right now, yes?
Yeah.
You have passion.
It's doing great. I have passion everywhere, yes.
You see, and
yes,
that's what I love about my life, you know? Nobody can tell me when I stop dreaming or stop doing what I really love to do. And I always am doing different things with passion. Mm-hmm. And then I smile. And I think when I will be very, very old, I will have very cool wrinkles. There will be smiley one and not the mean one. Okay. Now we have something so special to the right of you. I think this is your like the most perfect bakery that you made is your daughter. Yes. And your name is?
Hi, I'm Ruby.
Oh my gosh, what a name. This is a beautiful, beautiful name. It's my favorite color. Okay. Ruby is something that I love so much, and gorgeous name. Gorgeous name. And I love you, you know, I do, because I met your mommy, because you are coming to my studio and we are working with you on your voice, because I'm coaching your singing talent and you're aspiring singer, yes?
Yeah.
Huh. When did you find out that you want to sing?
I've been singing since I was like really little. I don't know. Like in the car and stuff, I would sing like since I was like before, like since I could talk.
Well, now we need to really find out how old are you.
I'm 12.
Gosh, people are 12 sometimes. How this happened to me? How this life went so fast. 12 years old, and you said singing in a car. Okay, but from singing in a car to just coming to Ilona Europa's studios, and I am really proud of many, many talents that I am developing, and I was developing hundreds of them, and some of them are really pretty, pretty, boom, top-notch right now, with great diplomas and movies roles and filming roles, in musicals, in Juilliard, USC, music business, acting classes, doing whole albums. Also, they are, you know, in a good competition, vocal competition. That's my passion, too. I will say less and less because I don't open door to everybody. I really pick few people that I like, and I'm focusing on their careers, taking them first from singing lesson, then to recording, then to whole albums, and then dream come true. Oh, we'll see. Hard work. Then where do you see yourself in a few years? Like in 3 years, okay? In 3 years, where do you see yourself?
Well...
When it comes to singing,
I want to be, I don't know, I guess I want to have like an album and I want to like do like acting, I guess.
Okay. Kinda. That's nothing wrong with that. We are in LA. I know if I would be 12, I would be talking the same things, you know, here. I'm like, that's what I want. Okay. Then do you have your singing style? Do you have artists that you really admire or love, or girls who sing or ladies who sing beautifully? Yes.
I love Ariana Grande. I love her voice.
Yes.
And I don't know. I like a lot of people.
Yeah, we are singing a lot of songs that are not only Ariana's.
Yeah.
We are singing practically everything what is on the radio. And that's what is cool, because after a while, we are learning that is more than Ariana, which I like her a lot. This girl is just so, so amazingly talented. And you have good taste, okay? Then hopefully, I don't know when, but we'll eventually record our first song and maybe whatever the will be the next. But yeah. We'll bring you back and we'll be singing. We will be singing and playing whatever you record in the studio. Okay, Celine, you got another guest that is your like perfect probably guest in your life forever. He's my guest for the moment. I just met you. Nice to meet you, Eric. What is your name?
Eric Reeder.
Okay, and we were just talking about your name, very unusual, and I was thinking that maybe it comes from word for name, Polish name Arkadiusz, which in Poland, short version for Arkadiusz, is Arek, which is very unusual name in America, but we will have a little bit more to talk to you about it, because your lifestyle is pretty healthy, I understand.
Yes, I try to be.
Gosh, is this hard?
No.
It's not hard to be healthy.
It
Everybody complains. I complain all the time. And Celine, we were complaining about eating or not eating carbs, which that's a trouble. And this is a part of not healthy lifestyle, what we understand to being loaded with carbs. Because you are, can you tell us your roots?
Italian and Mexican, beans, pasta, tortillas, carbs, carbs, carbs. Yeah.
Yes, that's amazing mixture of great, great, tasty foods in home, in holidays. I just want to be your guest when you cook or your mama cooks or whoever cooks for holidays. That's all what I love, too, because when it comes to Polish kitchen, potatoes, spaghetti is like once in a time. Breads, amazing. And, of course, bakeries. And European bakeries are very, very heavy and all is done with butter and real, real, real stuff. Then I cannot wait for you to explain to us How did you get from the idea of that you maybe bake something good because people like to opening your own place in Westlake? Yes, Westlake Village?
Yes, Westlake Village.
Let's give us the address right away.
Yeah, we're at 1145 Lindero Canyon Road in the Pavilion Center in Westlake Village. It's technically Oak Park, yeah. But that's what the neighborhood is, but by mail, it's Westlake.
And it's very nice neighborhood. But also, what I like that your business is expanding. You can send any goodies to people in need.
Yes, yes.
And they need
we
your cupcakes.
Ship in mail order, and that's going really well. We're also in a lot of grocery stores out in LA and Hollywood. So if you just want to give it a try, want to try something out, we're in Lassen's and the Air One Markets, healthy, you know, alternative lifestyle kind of. Good grocery stores. We can get vegan food and vegetarian food and our organic, vegan, gluten-free
wow.
desserts.
And it's not only about cupcakes. Yeah, I was just saying I'm focusing on cupcakes on my mind. But you will tell us all your menu and whatever and what is the next step for your store because it's expanding. That's always headache.
Yeah.
Headache,
yeah.
You know, you want that, but then, oh my gosh, what now? You know, it's success story. Okay, Mr. Arek, what is your second name?
My last name is Reeder.
And how long you are supporting or you are in partnership when it comes to this venture?
I am lucky enough to be both her life partner and her business partner.
Wow. What do you like the most from the menu that Celine is offering to all of us? I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about store. Okay. Let's talk about sweets or just any goodies that we can just
she
munch.
She is very sweet. Celine.
Yes, she is. That's for sure. She's so sweet. Food. We're talking food.
Oh, yes, yes. We make all kinds of amazing food. We go from brownies to cookies to breads.
And your favorite?
Pies. My favorite is the chai oatmeal cookie.
It's
a sandwich cookie with a chai frosting between two delicious oatmeal cookies. And it's a great story. The chai frosting is actually the spice for the chai we use. We discovered on our trip to India a couple years ago. And we brought that back and incorporated it into our bakery.
That's lovely. And people like, is this something that we put in a tea and sometimes coffee for the health of a reason?
Yeah,
Starbucks, just put chai, everybody
chai tea. Exactly.
Why do you think the chai has this potent something?
Oh, it's like warm and sweet and comforting and it's
Christmassy.
Just gets you. Yeah. Yeah.
90 cardamom, days ginger. To Christmas. Okay. You just beg these goodies because people need to know more about you. Please, everybody go to Facebook, Accent On and Accent On TV, the best of Poland and Europe and America, of course, and cupcakes are our life story right now for tonight. And please, if you want to see us and meet the cupcakes. We need to meet the cupcakes. They are still on the radio in our studio, packed beautifully, nicely. I don't want to even open them because I will be eating them. But in 40 minutes, 45 minutes, everybody, please switch to video channel from 7 till 8, LA Talk Radio video channel live. You can see us. You can meet every cupcake if it's there. I will find out what is there. You will describe and then we'll see and we'll be tasting. I'm so sorry, people. But anyway, whoever wants, you can order. You can go to the link. All links are there, posted, and obviously our radio show is for downloads forever. And hopefully this will bring some nice clientele to your business, okay? Good. Now, Ruby, wake up. What is your, cupcake? What do you like the most from Mommy's store?
I think Eric stole mine. I love the chocolate. But then I also love the Karma cakes and the Karma cookies. They're delicious.
Okay, we'll play some music and then I will find out what is the magic white beautiful box that is here somewhere. I just want description and then open a live and see if my mind and what I see is what I imagined. That would be so much fun. Okay, for right now, let's play some music and what we can play. Okay, we're talking about young stars that I'm developing. Then maybe let's play something of Shitania Ivaturi, and she just released her album 4 months ago. And her brother, Raji Vaturi, just finished recording his album with me. We are just mastering, and that will be amazing. 11 great songs. Both of them were guests here a few times, but right now let's listen to Shidanya's voice. Beautiful, beautiful song. Imagine people, Shitanya. I met her when she was 10 and a half years old. Now she's barely 13 with 10 songs and beautiful, beautiful album on iTunes, Picture Perfect, title of the album. And girls is doing very, very well. She's played right now in many radio stations, and we are knocking to doors of record companies. We'll see what will happen with Shitanya and a few of my beautiful and other stars that I'm developing. Anyway, I remember writing this song with her, and I was talking to her, what is the most important things in your life? And she says to make good memories. I'm like, when you think about your childhood, what memories you see? And she says, streets and Rocky Road ice cream. And that's what we wrote about. This is the song that she's building memories, and her brothers, of course, join her on a spoken words about how young people are building memories and food and beautiful family and memories and streets where we allowed children to just grow up are so, so important in their journey. Then I think, Mommy, you're doing something so, so beautiful for your beautiful daughter, Ruby, because she will never forget the taste of the beautiful, tasty cupcakes that she mentioned. And this is so important. When I close my eyes, obvious kitchen is what I always remember my dad cooking for us. I want to know, how did you start baking and what was your the first like epiphany? I'm good at that.
Well, I started baking right away when I was also 12, and I wasn't so good at that then. Lots of bad brownies and bad cookies, but I figured it out because I loved it. I just baked all the time. I always baked all the time. If someone said, I wish I had cookies, I'd be like, let's bake them right now. Like, always baking all the time, you know, ridiculously. Even though I wasn't a baker, I was actually an artist, worked in animation for a long time.
Okay, that's a good story because, yeah, I don't want people perceive you exclusively as a baker or the lady who has a business because of baking. You were baking some great people's probably stories when it comes to animation. I didn't know that. Okay, we'll talk a little bit later. Finish that.
I had a next door neighbor who couldn't eat wheat or eggs or dairy or nuts or strawberries, like anything. And she couldn't eat anything I baked for any of the kids in the neighborhood or who came over, and it killed me. And I thought, oh, I've got to be able to figure something out for her. So I ended up creating a thing. You know, it was like a garbanzo bean brownie or something. But it was good, and everybody liked it. And, you know, there was a few like, yeah, it tastes a little like garbanzo beans. But she loved it, and that's what mattered.
Absolutely.
And then a few years later, I personally realized I couldn't have wheat and dairy and eggs. Hmm. And I thought, okay, I better figure out how to make that brownie.
Now you decided the garbanzo maybe is not only the answer. Now you need to really focus on something.
Yeah. We have a bar now, and it's hot because I like to eat cookies and brownies and all of it. And I started just baking and creating things, and everybody I would bring it to was like, this is amazing. This is, you know, better than the real thing. You know, the real thing became the goal, but, you know, they were like, you have to do something with this. And so I ended up in that time span divorcing my husband and realizing I better find a new job. And then I kind of started with the bakery. I just was baking at home, and a friend of mine had a little vegetarian restaurant, and I said, would you sell my cookies there? And she said, yeah, totally. And then that led to another little cafe, and that led to a grocery store. And then Eric came on and started helping me, and I moved into a real kitchen. I rented that kitchen a couple days.
That's like a really Hell's Kitchen. Scott Liefried, you know, I was working with him from Hell's Kitchen for a few years, and he is just the most charming when they take you to this big set when they do these crazy recordings or they were doing, and I was part of it a few times. And then, obviously, you see on TV that some people who start their own business, they really need to find a place when they can bake or cook a little on a more professional level. And, you know, you don't understand that this is not happening in your home, probably. You really need to have a place to do that, yes? Then tell me, then you are not baking right now in home. You have you still your place?
Yeah.
And you have people probably working for you.
Yes, we moved into a little space, and in 2 days a week, we outgrew that really fast. And then we got our own kitchen, and it has a bakery front, and immediately we got this big giant kitchen, and I thought, oh my gosh, what are we going to do with all this space? And then we got grocery stores, that was like, well, I guess we know now, and we just filled it.
I love the story. You know, I like I like powerful ladies, and I know that,
me too.
Yes, that's a beautiful, you know, it takes really gentlemen to enjoy success of wife. Then partnership, is this not what we are really longing for? It's very hard to be happy when the second part of the best you doesn't enjoy your success. Then your success is sweet, it's tasty, it's got an even bigger percent of happiness to it. But fact is that when I have my guests, and I have always the unusual life stories, because mostly people with accent, they don't have easy. Mm-hmm. They come to this country and they rediscover themselves. Some people give up on everything what they were in their own countries. Some people just make this a point of stronger jump up and just taking something new into the life. How many years after divorce you just started working on your own business?
Yeah, just the year later, pretty quickly afterwards.
Wow.
I kind of just started it. I actually was going to be a life coach, and I'd gone through a whole coaching program, and I was
loving
it.
You coached yourself. That's
then,
great.
Yeah, I did. I coached myself right into a bakery, and the bakery just was, it was a ball of energy that just took off and created
its own.
But
that's a great parallel business, coaching and proving that you can, you know, by really looking at the best what can be in your life, not what, I'm still... Obviously, a lot of ladies are divorced. I'm still, you know, a little sometimes going back and like, you know, wow, I lost my life. Oh, lost half of my life or one third of my life. And what to do now? But on the other hand, so many amazing things happen from the moment when I received my freedom back. I could not anymore blame anybody for something that I wasn't faster doing and I wanted. I needed to, you know, count on myself and then like refigure out what is the most important, what is the, you know, the road for me. And I think not only ladies, because the same situation with gentlemen, all of us who are divorced, we need to start life in a way one more time, then all over. Okay, then how many years you are baking, producing, and selling and developing your business? How many years you are in the business right now?
It's 2.5, 3.
Wow, that's fast growth.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty... congratulations. That's all what I can say. Okay, then I want to go back a little bit and talk to you about your first love for animation. That's a pretty beautiful world. If you... I don't know, animation, I always see the cute things. Maybe you are a different artist creating different stories that are not so perfect. But what was your strength? What you were doing?
I was a technical director, so I worked on... on computer animation, not 3D like you see now only, but this is in the days when they were taking all the ink and paint and turning that digital. Oh. So I actually worked for Klasky Csupo in Hollywood when they were doing Rugrats and Wild Thornberries. I worked on all those movies and stuff.
Yeah, so. That's all my beautiful years in America and my child's Natasha, Miraya. Hi, Rugrats. We love that. Okay, can I touch you? Yes, that's her memories. I'm sure Rugrats. Then you were that's completely different twist right now. Completely. Do you think that's what will be your path, you be growing into something even bigger, stronger, or you have something cooking outside of bakery that you want to develop? I hear the life coaching. That's pretty good business. And for, especially from woman's side, we need look up to somebody who just say, no, your life is not over. Any over moment in life that we think is over is just beginning of something new.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like how you repackage this sadness into hopefulness.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, the way I see it, like, you know, when you're a creative person and you're used to creating and you don't even know your potential for what you can create, and you dabble a little bit and it, you know, takes off and fires into something, and then you dabble again and it gets even bigger. It's like the pure potential of what you're capable of is almost too big to imagine. So, you know,
but you are not afraid of that.
No,
I'm not.
I am excited. I am like magical.
See, people always say I'm like the rabbit or on the batteries or whatever. That never stops. You know, the commercial for the energetic body. I never stop. I sleep and I still think. I beg myself sometimes to give my brain a little break, but I cannot. It's always something new. But I smile to my own inventions in my head, and what is the next? And that's the creativity.
Yeah.
And doesn't matter. I love to knit sweaters too. That's another creativity. Now I'm watching TV, I'm knitting, I'm thinking between watching, I'm like, oh gosh, I'm so dizzy of being me. Slow down, but I don't really want to. Okay, Ruby, you have a brother.
I do.
How old is he?
Well, I have step siblings and a real brother.
Oh, you got a big family.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
And my brother's name is Dylan, and he is 14.
I never met him yet, but I met your step sister. She's so beautiful too. You both are really good friends.
Yeah, we were actually friends before our parents met.
That's so unusual story. Okay, time for movie. Mama, make some animated, idea for the very unusual life story about how really the two sisters, stepsister, liked each other and then life just messed up or just put together, you know.
Yeah, it's part of that manifesting, you know. They said, wouldn't it be fun if we were sisters?
Oh, my.
And then they became sisters.
Okay, that's... that's cool, I will say. Very unusual. But yeah, you both, you came once with her to my home, and you both are really sweet together. Just lovely, yeah. Lovely. And I met your daddy. He really loves you and loves mm-hmm. your talent. And I know he supports a lot your dream, yes?
Yeah.
About singing. Who do you think believes more about that you can become great singer, daddy or mommy?
I don't know. I think they both do.
Good answer.
I hope.
Very good answer. Mommy, did you ever believe that she can sing, that she is the something that that's what she wants to do? Where did this came from?
It didn't come from me. And I got to say, it didn't come from her dad. I think it came from like a grandparent or something, because she has a gift where she can hear it. You know, melody. She can hear the how music goes and the notes. It's so delicate. I can't even describe how she can hear it. It's like I can see color, she can hear sound, you know.
And like, and we I always know. Say, whoever is listening, and mostly hopefully their parents, then please listen to your children. They really have music in them, and music is something that will make their life for sure better, sweeter, more dreamy, and they just can express themselves when they do art or any type of music. And from time to time, you have a very talented child in your hands, parents who listen, then just do something about this. I think the children need to really dream. We need to help them to achieve their goals. And parents, that's a responsibility. You know, then what can I say? I dream and I sing, I write, and I do my magic stuff also, and I'm not the youngest chick. But I do my life very, very unusual way. Music is and will be only one thing that I do in life the best, I think. Anyway, but now time a little for music. Maybe I will play something of my daughter's very family show. Then let's see. Maybe Natasha Mira, The Way We Are. And that's a beautiful song. She recorded this one with Kid Genius. And it's a duo. It's a love story. And my daughter is singing with Kid Genius.
Someone told me that one day I'd need to be brave, shelter my heart that I couldn't save. I've tried but I've lost all my control. Shadows, the fear that runs through my veins takes over my mind and I go insane. I've tried but somehow I can't let go. You say you love me but then you leave me, and in the end you take it all away. How can you love me if you can leave me, and in the end there's nothing left to say? Tell me that you love me. Still can't let go. In the shadows of fear that run through your veins, takes over your mind and drives you insane. You try but somehow still lost control. Yeah, you said you love me, but then you left me, and you took it all away. How could you love me if you could leave me?
Love me the way I am. This is amazing, the young people, how talented they are, you know, just getting together, studying the best schools in America, but somehow, somewhere, they wind up to creative, something really pretty. And, you know, my child, she's a singer-songwriter, and she was studying music business at USC, but really now she's into movie production. And where this came from, not from me, like you said, you know, your baby has a beautiful voice, and you never know where this talent comes from. Same your cooking.
Yeah.
You know, somebody, I know. You said you did this for years, from age of 12. You just discovered more and more your love towards baking, cooking, and whatever. Okay, now let's come back to your husband. Okay, all right. We want to know more about you. That's beautiful that you both really have the same passion and you can spend time in the stores and probably... Do you talk all day about business? Because that's probably the hardest. I think, in a way, that's what broke up my marriage after 25 years because... I don't know. We were all about business in the end. That was very petrifying in a way. Then maybe scary sometimes, but I thought it was working. That was surprising for me. I found out it wasn't, really. Oh, but fact is nice. That, yeah, I love to talk about music. Music to me is not a work. Mm-hmm. I don't think so. Baking and cooking and dreaming about something is not talking about work. It's something about that is you, become of you.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
That. Are you talking a lot about business in home?
Well, there's a lot of moving parts into running a bakery. It's not just about baking. And so, yeah, we spend a lot of time talking about everything. And we enjoy it. And it's not... believe me, we're doing other things.
Yeah.
We're taking vacation and we're
You mentioned India. That was so beautiful because when, of course, my two beautiful stars them developing, they have very strong India roots. The parents are from India. Then I'm including some India style of music in day songs. But where did you travel together outside of India? What do you do? I want a hobby because I do nothing. I'm knitting.
Well, now that we have Karma Baker, we don't get out much.
Yes, because I saw on a website that you have open at 9 till 6 p.m. every day except Saturday from 9 till 2.
Yep.
And Sundays you gave yourself break.
Yeah.
Yeah, then that's a lot. You say it's just you cannot not be there. You are a boss. You have two bosses. You need a watch. How many people do you have in your place?
We have five people that are working for us right now.
That's a lot of five lives that you need to really take care of. It's not only the daycare of you. You need to think that they need to make money.
They're very special, and we have very good relationships with them. And we're doing something that's beyond ourselves. We really are. We're changing the way people think about their food. And with the way that... The way food is made now, it's destroying our environment. And you know, people need to be thinking more about, you know, one of our cupcakes saves you 250 gallons of water.
Compared to your standard
cream-filled, egg-filled cupcake, which...
Environmental cupcakes, that's really unusual. Okay, you got me from a really, really unusual way. I wasn't ready for that. I was thinking, oh, you are saving 200 calories when you eat mine. But you said something bigger. Something
much
very...
Bigger.
I
much,
never thought
much
about
bigger.
That. This is something... I want to know more. You just come back, rewind this two lines, and start again. How can you save water because you are baking healthy food?
It takes a significant amount of resources and a significant amount of water to generate milk, eggs, beef, any of that. It takes 1,000 gallons of water to create 1 gallon of milk. If you think about what it takes to first of all, birth a cow just for milk.
Yeah.
It's the only reason that cow is being born. And then that life of that cow and that all you have to feed it and all the resources it takes to do that. And it takes 600 gallons of water for one hamburger.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't eat hamburgers anymore. I love still milk. And now I'm like more and more reading and thinking that European way of life was much, much better because we really were not using too much processed stuff at all. Mm. And still, when you go to Europe, you eat good, or you think quality food that you bake or cook in your own place. for sure, most of my friends are cooking dinners and lunches for the children, and I still sit around the table and make this family, you know, time. Yeah. I love that. And I'm doing this also for my daughter, who is 21, and she likes to cook right now. She is the one who just stays on the top of me. Mommy, you cannot eat this, you cannot eat that. Now she reads, because she wants to find path to something that is better for both of us, because it's only me and her in this world, in a way. Mm-hmm. We have, like, nobody that cares about us outside of friendships, a lot of friends. But the fact is that, I think she's afraid a little bit of mommy getting sicker because of my diabetes that is climbing on my shoulder. And I'm looking at you and say, please, Aline, just find me something I can eat and not feel guilty. And you mentioned that you're part of families also, yes?
A lot of diabetes in my family.
Then we need to not only talk about hamburger, which is petrifying, 600 gallons of water for one hamburger. People who do hamburgers, listen, that's scary. Then it's frightening.
There's a great film that I recommend everybody should see. It's called Cowspiracy.
Oh, Cowspiracy, that's a great title.
It's playing on Netflix. It's produced by Leonardo DiCaprio.
Okay.
And it's a very, very important film. I am not an expert on the environment, but these guys that make the movie, they ask some very hard questions, and it's a cover up. These factory farms it's a new thing, and they are hands down by any means measurable destroying the earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they just don't care. Maybe it's all about profit. Is this not
fast?
It's about profit, and it's about feeding people.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there is an element of we don't have to eat as much meat as we're eating.
Yeah, that's for sure. I stop eating. I don't miss. From time to time, I buy some little piece of, you know, cold cuts, and which is bad, I understand, too. But that's all. And, okay, I want to know a little bit more about you. Why... is this like epiphany for you, or is way of life, or you start thinking deeper about how to eat healthier, be healthier? When this happened to you? You're a pretty young gentleman. When did you start think about that?
Well, I grew up, you know, my parents were hippies in California. I grew up in Topanga Canyon. And, you know, there was a lot of things I was not allowed to eat.
Okay.
And, but all my friends were eating the things I couldn't eat. And I remember, you know, to me it's an important thing what Celine did for her child neighbor Sophia. You know, to be excluded because you can't eat something may not sound like that big of a deal, but it is. You know, when a child goes to a party and she's the one eating the hockey puck and everybody else is enjoying the great cake.
Yeah.
You know, everybody notices, and it's not fair. Now, because of Karma Baker, these kids are going to the parties, and all the kids want what they have. Hmm. It's that good.
That's good.
Yeah. People come all the time, and they'll get enough dessert for the entire party just from us. And then they'll give it to everybody and not say anything, and they'll come back, and they'll be like, I didn't say a word to anybody what it is, and everybody loved everything. And then at the end, I told them everything was vegan and gluten-free.
That's amazing. Okay.
And they couldn't believe it.
We need to do all links one more time. Please, Celine, give us your website.
We are karmabaker.com, and our Facebook is Karma Baker Bakery. Check us out. Instagram, we're The Karma Baker.
And this word that all is vegan as just next to this goodies is just so mysterious and mystic. And I believe you. I will be tasting, and I'm sure you will never stay in a business in a place like Agora / Oak Park / Westlake Village, which people have great taste. They have choices, and they are coming to you. And I know your business will grow beautifully because first, you have amazing attitude, and you're a beautiful human being.
Thank you.
Both of you have this glow about both of you. And Ruby, when you start singing, also we need maybe song will be about cupcakes. That's cool. We can do something very unusual. Shitania was singing about, you know, Rocky Road ice cream. We can. And just then will be mommy on the website, and that will be your maybe great song to add to that. Okay, we have 5 more minutes. We'll take a little break because that's what we do. I know in my life, I have a motto, easy come, easy go. And that's why one day I decided to write a song about easy come, easy go. And it's, what can I say, it's a pretty anthem for me. I didn't believe many years ago that I would be living this drama and trauma, but it's strong for the ladies who are doing life their own ways. And congratulations to both of you. We'll come back in a second. Easy come, easy go, Ilona Europa and Josh Harris.
I believe I didn't mean to hurt you when I said maybe you are not so right about the other day. I believe we've reached the point of no return this time. Anyway, I believe you didn't mean to hurt me when you said sometimes love's a game we play.
Ilona Europa, but I'm stronger every day, and for sure, having cupcakes, veggie cupcakes in my hands, I will be even more strong. Then everybody wants to see how they look, everybody who wants to see how we all look. We have 10 more minutes. Yes, we are finishing show in 2 minutes. Please switch to channel, video channel on LA Talk Radio, and from 7 till 8-ish, we will be talking similar topics, and plus we'll be having two more guests, really, our co-host of the hour, Lucy Hill, my wonderful British journalist friend, and her accent is just so delicious, like the cakes and cupcakes that we'll be showing, and her guest is a mysterious gentleman. He's also a British gentleman, and he is owning his own restaurant. And I think we'll like what we see and hear. Name is Eggplantation, and gentleman's name is Simon. Me, how if I pronounce it right way better. Anyway, everybody, today's guest, wonderful guest. I want to be your friend, Celine. Hopefully, we will become friends because we have similar life story, and you have talented baby, and Kira Nicole brought us together. Then thank you so much. It's also a wonderful singer that I develop, and she's doing so well right now, of on the radio and with her songs. And I cannot wait to see what will happen in her life and her journey will be, I'm sure, a very good one. Then again, if you can tell your business name and your name one more time.
I'm Celine Eichler from Karma Baker.
And again, your bakery is delivering via mail.
Yeah, we do mail order delivery, and we're in grocery stores and cafes throughout LA.
I think that's so, so important, because everybody who wants to retry and just do good for their own stomach and children, family, and learn something more about environment and how to not do what Eric was telling, all about this scary hamburger stuff and water to being saved, and we need water in California very, very much. So then also Ruby?
Yeah.
Hi, nice to have you here. I'm so happy. I had no idea you were coming, but that's so sweet. We have family show. And again, she's 12 years old, beautiful singer, and she is on the road to have her dream come true. Then we have beautiful gentleman. He's really good-looking gentleman.
Yeah, I know,
good
right?
for you. What a beautiful pair. Beautiful. Then Eric, what is your name?
Eric Reeder.
Okay, and I really believe you are an Arkadiusz. You better check your name. And again, thank you so much for listening. Please switch to video channel in 10 minutes. We are one more time all over again. And we'll be tasting the great, great cupcakes. Thank you so, so much.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.